The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Welcome back to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. We're here in the HQ in Santa Barbara, California. I got my man Jared Starks with me. So Jared and I have known each other for, man, 5-6 years. I met him right when I came home from prison. He was in the gym. I was doing fitness training in the gym. And eventually he started working with me on personal development. He wanted to get sober. He wanted to get his mindset dialed in. He wanted to get in shape. So Jared did all that. Then he's been out door knocking, selling solar on his mission to become successful, to make a bunch of money, change lives, do his thing, right? He's on this incredible quest and journey. But just recently I told him, hey, Jared, why don't you come and work with me? Why don't you be a salesperson for the Unstoppable Coaching Program? Who better than to talk to potential clients than a past client who got amazing results? Like, he's the epitome of why men come into the program. They want to get physically fit, mentally sound, spiritually centered. They want to live a life of excellence. And Jared's doing that. And it's so cool to see him on this journey of becoming his best self, you know, striving to be a better person each and every day. So I thought I'd bring him on the podcast. He's going to ask me 3 questions. I'm going to answer them. Hope this is super valuable for you guys. Get out your pen, get out your paper, take notes. When you come to my podcast, take notes, okay? Something that I say that strikes a nerve or that gets you thinking, write it down, analyze it, reflect on it. Oftentimes, that's going to lead to more thoughts, more ideas. It might change the way you live your life that day. It might change the way you live your life forever. But guess what? If you're not coming here as a student, you're not going to learn. So open your fucking ears, write some stuff down, and let's change the world together. Jared, hit me with it.
All right, Sean, what is your definition of personal development?
So I knew he was going to ask me a question like that. But honestly, personal development is about learning about yourself. It's about you really figured out who you are and what you're here to do in this world. And the cool thing about personal development is it's never ending. Like, I don't care if you're 50 or 25, you always have something new you can learn, a new experience you can have. Like, your growth as a human being is never complete until the day that you die. And I remember when I figured that out, when I got to jail and I realized that I was gonna get a second chance at life, I got so excited knowing that my growth was never complete, because my biggest fear and regret at that time was that it was over for me and that I had no opportunity at redemption. Once I realized I had a second chance, I became insatiable for personal development and growth. I wanted to read every book. I wanted to learn every word, every language. I wanted to have every experience. I wanted to live the most fulfilling life I could imagine. So for you listeners, personal development is about you really building a relationship with yourself. Like, do you know why you are the way you are? Do you know why you have the thoughts that you have, why you have the behaviors, the habits that you have? Do you really know what you want out of this life and why? If not, those are all questions that you should seek to answer. And the way that you answer those is self-reflection, reading books, journaling, and writing notes, thoughts, and feelings down onto paper. Because when you do that, that typically gets your brain going, right? It gets your mind working like a machine. And later in the day, you're going to have thoughts or ideas related to those questions, related to that journaling session. You know, and all of a sudden, over time, like, you're going to start to change that internal dialogue. And it's going to literally change your perspective. It's going to change the way you view the world or what you want to do with your life. So it needs to be a continual process of learning about yourself, learning about things that interest you, and just being open-minded, knowing that your growth is never complete.
Awesome. So how does personal development relate to sales or financial goals?
So I say this all the time. Professional success is correlated to personal development. So your personal development is going to determine the level of professional success you have. Now, if you want to crush it in sales, yeah, you want to learn scripts. You want to learn about the product or, you know, the thing that you're selling. But the most important thing is your own self-confidence. Because when you believe in yourself, like, when you're developing yourself so that you have confidence and conviction in who you are, you transfer that feeling, that energy, over to other people when you speak to them on the phone. If you take someone who doesn't develop themselves personally and they try to sell me something right away, like, I could tell in their body language, in their tonality, in the way that they're stumbling over their words, even if they've practiced the script, the way they're saying it, it's all going to scream, I'm not certain. And when someone's not certain, how can they sell me something? I want to know that you're so certain in your product, that you've lived your product, that you've tried your product, that you believe in your product, that it makes me want to buy it. So sales literally is a transfer of confidence. It's a transfer of energy. Whoever has more belief, right, is going to win. So if I believe in what I'm telling you to the point where it's undeniable, you will believe it too. But if I have just a smidgen of doubt, if I haven't been working on myself, so I don't believe in myself and what I'm saying to you, it's going to carry over into the conversation. So if you guys are in sales, listen up. The things that you need to focus on is developing your mindset, developing your physique, and a regimen of personal development each and every day that's going to harden and sharpen you. Do difficult things, keep the promises to yourself, and do that shit that you say you're going to do. And I promise you, in a year from now, you'll be closing way more deals because people are going to see you as a different individual than that timid little pussy that you were before.
So we all know it's important to live life on a mission. How does someone finds their mission in life or creates their mission in life?
So it kind of goes back to that first question about like, what is personal development? We're all here looking for answers, right? No one's born with 100% certainty and clarity. It's something that we self-discover, right? You discover by getting to know yourself, working on yourself, and honestly being courageous enough to go out and take action in life. Like, action creates clarity. And the more action you take, the more experiences you have, the more things you try, the more you're going to start to get a clear picture of where you're going and what you want to do in life. Like, when I was younger, I never thought about my purpose or, you know, what I was here to do. I was just living in the moment. I knew I loved sports and I wanted to be a professional athlete. But very quickly, that was off the table for me. You know, I didn't try in high school. I didn't apply myself. So then I was just aimlessly drifting through life. I had no direction. I didn't think about what I was going to do in my future. I was just living in the moment. But I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. And it took me going to prison and nearly losing my life to start taking life seriously to the point where I was willing to take action every day to become someone I was proud of. That's where it all started. Every day, my sole purpose just became to take actions that led to me feeling proud of who I was and how I lived that day. And after doing that for hundreds and thousands of days, my vision started to materialize. You know, and things just started happening in my life that I couldn't have predicted or guessed were going to happen, that started to shift my thinking and my perception of who I was becoming and what I wanted to do in my life. To the point where when I got out of prison 2007 days later, I knew definitively who I was and what I was put on this earth to do. But it took me thousands of days of taking massive action and consistently just showing up no matter if I had fear, doubt, if I was sick, if I was tired, whatever the fucking excuse was, I showed up every single day. So for those of you listening and you have that question, what is my purpose? What am I here to do? Well, what have you tried? Like, how old are you and what have you even tried? What have you done? Are you still at home with mom and dad? Are you still in the same hometown that you grew up in? How many jobs have you had? Like, how many life experiences have you had? How many days have you gone to the gym? How many days have you worked on yourself? How many books have you read? Like, repetition is what's going to create more clarity in your life. And a lot of times people are scared to start taking action because they want to make sure it's the perfect step, the perfect path. But there's no such thing. You might change courses 5, 6, 10 different times. And oftentimes you're on one path and a new door, a new opportunity emerges. So just go into life being a student of life. Be open-minded and willing to learn the lessons. Be willing to gain the experience at all costs. Be willing to take the risks. Be willing to bet on yourself. Don't be somebody that just goes through their life, never really trying or going all in, and then dying wondering, what if? That would be the worst feeling in the world. And a lot of you are on that path right now. But this could be your wake-up call. This could be the moment you decide that you're going to change your life forever. You already know what to do. In your heart, in your conscience, it's calling you to make changes. You could write them down onto paper right now. What do you want? You probably want to be in better shape. Maybe you want to be sober. Maybe you want a different job. Maybe you want to have more zest, more passion, more drive in your life. I know what you're feeling because I was that person too. I was that person for so many years that was just going through the motions. And because of that, I just felt blah. I felt like life wasn't exciting. I felt up and down all the time. I was never on this high that I wanted to be unless I was on drugs and alcohol. But we know when you do that, you crash hard, right? Now I'm on a high every fucking day. Every day I wake up, I'm blessed, I'm excited, I'm inspired because I'm on a mission and I know exactly where I'm going. So I know today, if I work my ass off and give my all, guess what? I'm one step closer towards that vision that I'm pursuing. Hope that helped answer your question. Jared, I want you to share real quick, 2 to 3 minutes, what your purpose is in life, and I want you to inspire the people watching you on camera right now.
Well, one of my main purposes in life now is to be the best version of myself. It assigns meaning, and it's given me drive and purpose in life, where before I had none, and it left me just feeling empty, like a big void was inside of me. And I tried filling that with alcohol and food, which made things worse. And now, one of my other missions is to leave this world a better place than I found it. And so far, if I die tomorrow, I have succeeded in that, but I still have so much more to do. I'm 4 years into my personal development journey, and I cannot imagine my life without having met Shawn Michael Crane and working in the Unstoppable 365 MFR program. And it's still just the tip of the iceberg, and that's a beautiful thing. I'm looking forward to the future more than ever now, and it's limitless, the possibilities. And I'm just so grateful every day to wake up sober, to wake up with drive, motivation, fulfillment, a life that I love and cherish, and know that there's still so much more to come. There's just things that I'm doing now that I never thought was even possible. And I'm just going to continue to push and grow more and reach new heights.
Let's fucking go. If you guys want to come down, hang out at the HQ, Santa Barbara, baby. We got palm trees, sunshine, beaches. We got celebrities walking everywhere.
It's great.
Come down here and hang out with us. Send me a DM on Instagram about the upcoming masterminds and take what we said today to heart. I hope you took notes down. I hope you're going to apply it to your life, because if not, you're just doing yourself a disservice. Let's fucking go. And last thing, share this podcast with anybody that you know needs inspiration and direction in their life. Share it, subscribe. Let's blow this thing up. Let's change the world together.